Debbie. So what have you wanted to have changed in your life that hasn't happened? Think about that. Were there things that you wished had gone differently? Prayers that maybe you've prayed that you never quite got the answer that you were hoping for? This story is a story about receiving answers to prayer. For sure, not everyone who asks for healing is going to receive in the way Bartimaeus did. But Bartimaeus' story is incredibly important for our understanding of a relationship with Christ and asking Him for what we desire most of all. This story is the last healing in the book of Mark. To kind of frame it, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and you wouldn't know it unless you really looked at Scripture, but the very next passage is the triumphal entry. This is right before he enters Jerusalem on that donkey. Lots of people were in Jerusalem. Remember, the leaders were afraid to arrest Jesus because of the crowds that were there to celebrate the Passover. This place where Bartimaeus is sitting is at a crossroads where people who came different routes on the way to Jerusalem would pass through. It's the prime spot to receive the coins that he hopes that are going to be thrown his way. And Jesus, in the passage before this, has just spent a lot of time talking about the last being the first. Remember, the disciples have argued about who's going to be first and who's going to sit on his left hand and who's going to sit on his right hand. We have the story of the child right before this. And so just put it right there, frame it in where it occurs in Scripture, because that's important. Bartimaeus is indeed one of the last. No lower status than being a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road. He's an outcast. What happens when he speaks up a little? Be quiet. Be quiet. You're nobody. You're nothing. That's the implication. Don't bother the rabbi. It's progress that for once the disciples didn't shush him. Right? That's what's happened up till now is the disciples keep on interfering. No, this isn't the disciples. These are the people who know who Bartimaeus is, or at least know what type he is, right? On the side of the road. So what can we learn? We've been striving to learn about Christ through the Gospel of Mark. We also can learn about Bartimaeus. How did Bartimaeus react when he learned that Jesus was going by? How did he react? He didn't just ask. He yelled. He shouted. He didn't shrink back with, he won't care about me. He didn't ignore him as he went by. Some of us do. We ignore him. Did he have doubts about Jesus? Don't know. But if he did, he acted in spite of them. He shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't care what the people around him thought. He didn't care. He didn't care what Jesus thought. He only cared that he got the attention of the Master. That was it. That's all that mattered. What have you wanted changed in your life? What prayers have not been answered? What has held you back from really asking for help. Really? Shouting it. Did you know it's okay to shout? Did you know that? We wouldn't know it necessarily in a worship service on Sunday. But, oh my goodness, did I hear some preaching in Minneapolis? There was this lady pastor that got up. She's one of the superintendents. I've never heard her preach before. I just sat back going, preach it, sister. She was yelling and she was doing, can I get an amen? And I'm going, you're a white girl. And it was so fun because the covenant is multi-ethnic, right? And so there's lots of different cultures represented, young people, older people. And they were as shocked as I was. It's like, this picture doesn't quite make it. And yet, the Spirit of God got a hold of her. And people were yelling in response. The next morning, that was on Friday night, yesterday morning, the Hispanic superintendent got up. Look out. Look out. It was so fun to see that energy. Do we boldly ask for prayer? Do we boldly ask for healing and for intervention? Or do we do it decently and in order? Do we boldly ask others to intercede for us? We had that happen last Sunday, didn't we? I'm not going to embarrass her, but those of you that were here, there was boldness. Please pray for me. That's what Bartimaeus did. Do we post real prayers on Facebook? We see a lot of prayers on Facebook. It's, I think the most real ones are on Lynn's site. When people do the prayer on demand, I'm always impressed that it's where they go and they really ask for prayer. But so often it's the, you know, would you please pray for me? Which is okay to a point. To a point. If that's the way you're called to pray, please pray that way. Bartimaeus, he calls Jesus the Son of David not once, but twice. Do you understand why that's so significant? First of all, my brain, how did he know? How did he know? The Spirit had to be powerfully at work in this situation for Bartimaeus to know, never laid eyes on him, knew who he was by calling him the Son of David, by screaming out, Son of David. Bartimaeus, that blind beggar, is proclaiming Christ as the Messiah. That's the only time that title would be used, is to proclaim him as the Messiah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, can you imagine the crowds? Whoa, they're shocked at both things. And he says, have mercy on me. You probably won't remember, maybe you'll surprise me. It took me a lot of times hearing this before it stuck in my own head, what mercy is. Mercy is giving us what we need. Not necessarily what we want, but what we need. When Bartimaeus says, Son of David, have mercy on me, his prayer is, please, Lord, give me what I need. What I need. Not necessarily what I want. Do we trust God to give us what we need? Even when it's something different than what we would necessarily want. Are you willing to call out to Jesus, cry out to Jesus, has our song, all caps, all capital letters, exclamation points. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Give me what I need. What you know I need. What if I need humility? What if I need patience? He always answers that prayer yes, by the way. Have you noticed? What if I need a time of solitude? Even loneliness. What if I need that to draw closer to Him? What if I need to remain just where I am? Maybe I want things to be different, but just where I am and just how I am. What if He needs to turn my life upside down? I never prayed for that, by the way. But it's what I needed. I'm here to tell you, turning my life upside down was exactly what I needed. I didn't even know it. And that's what we learned. So how does Jesus react to Bartimaeus? How does He react? What's the first thing He does? That's coming. What does He have to do before He does that? Jesus is in the middle of a crowd, walking. What's the first thing He does? He stops and He turns and He listens. Through a crowd, Jesus stops and He listens and He sees. When you're sharing, I'm going, preach it, Claire, because that's where we're going. Jesus saw Bartimaeus. He saw his suffering. He's busy. He's on a mission. He's about to go to Jerusalem on a donkey and be proclaimed king. But He stops. And He listens. And He responds. So my question is, do we do that? When someone is crying out, maybe silently, do we stop? Do we see? Do we listen? And do we respond? It's interesting to me that He instructs the crowd to call Him, to come to them, to Him. Why didn't He do it Himself? Hey, Bartimaeus! Come on over, right? If He could hear Bartimaeus, presumably Bartimaeus could have heard Jesus. But Jesus didn't do it that way. Jesus used the crowd. Oh, you mean He needs people? He uses people to help bring the one needing healing to Him? That's our role. We're that crowd when people are in desperate need. We are the crowd, hopefully not saying, shh, don't bother Him. Instead going, He's calling you. He's calling you. And the crowd says, He does more than gives the instructions. The crowd says, take heart, or as Debbie read, be of good cheer. Cheer up. Cheer up. It's said 8 times in the Bible, that very word. It's said 8 times in the Bible, and it's in the New Testament. And 7 of those times, it's said by Christ Himself when He heals somebody. Be of good cheer. The crowd says it here. Do you think they're anticipating a miracle? Maybe. I would hope so. They get to give the encouragement. They get to announce that something wonderful is going to happen. I want that privilege too. I want to be able to do that. And I hope you do. And then He says, get up. Get up, Bartimaeus. Get up. Do we ever have to get up in order to be healed? There had to be action, didn't there? More than just words. Bartimaeus had to do something. Before he can get to Jesus, he has to get up and get moving. He can't sit there. He could. Could have said, nah, you come to me. I'm sitting here, I got a cloak here, man. It's got coins in it. Because that's what it would have looked like. It says he threw off his cloak. Coins in his lap. Come to me, Jesus. Nope. Not Bartimaeus. He can't remain a cowering beggar if he wants to be healed. Sometimes getting an answer to prayer requires more than the prayer. Being of good cheer, no matter what. no matter what, and doing what Jesus requires us to do, to receive or to be the answer to prayer. I love Bartimaeus' reaction. Throws off the cloak. Wow. Throws it off. He probably, like I said, used it to catch the coins. That would have been typical of his time. And it identifies him as a beggar. He isn't needed anymore. He hasn't even been healed yet. Do you get that? He hasn't even been healed, and he throws the cloak and the coins, and he gets up and he goes to Jesus. He's got energy and he's got excitement. Do we spring up to receive what Jesus has for us? Do we do that? I don't think we do very often. Okay. Somebody said to me this morning when they saw me walking from Bethany, "You look tired." Yeah, I got in really late. But no. No. Jesus gives us that energy. He gives us that excitement. Bartimaeus knew he wasn't going to need that cloak anymore. He wasn't going to need to sit there and be an outcast anymore. He had faith before he was healed. He came to Jesus. He did exactly what Jesus told him to do. Nothing more, nothing less. And Jesus' surprising question, this surprises me, this story. What do you want me to do for you? Duh, right? What do you want me to do for you? He's letting Bartimaeus have the privilege of telling him what he wants. What do you want? What did Bartimaeus get out of being poor? That's a funny question. He didn't have to work, right? People took care of him. People provided for him. He had a funny kind of status, right? He was the blind beggar. He could have asked for position. He could have said, "Jesus, I want to be important. I don't want to be an outcast anymore. I want everybody to like me." He could have said that. He could have asked for money. "I'm not getting enough money, Jesus. I need lots of money." He could have asked for that. Getting his sight would not make his life perfect. He'd still be poor, at least for a while. He would still be in no real position in society. Wouldn't be quite as outcast. But he would still have problems. He could have asked for forgiveness. He could have, because blindness was perceived to be punishment from God. In Jesus' time, it was a sign that you blew it and God was punishing you. In asking for his sight, Bartimaeus is boldly proclaiming that he is worth receiving it. He is worth it. He says to Jesus, "I want to see." And in the translation that I use, "I want to see again. I want to see again." Wait. Did you, like me, think Bartimaeus had always been blind? I did. And I'm looking at the passage and I see that little word again. And then at the end, regained his sight. He wasn't always blind. He knew what it was to see. He knew. Wow. He knew exactly how much of a gift he was asking for. And he asked boldly. So my question is, do we really believe that Jesus will say yes? Do we really believe it? Because there's so many times it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes we get really discouraged. We have to remember, first and foremost, we're asking for what Jesus knows we need. That's the ultimate prayer. Sometimes what we think we need and what he thinks we need, knows we need, match. So interesting. He says, "My teacher, my rabbi, let me see again. My rabbi, mine." Not the disciples' teacher. Not the crowd's teacher. My teacher. He identifies with Christ and claims him before he is healed. Again, faith is so strong in this story. Do we proclaim him as ours even before the miracles that we're hoping for are done? No matter what, do we claim him again? Bartimaeus knows what it is to see. He was not always blind. He was not always a beggar. He was not always an outcast because of his disability. Brings his situation into focus for us. Have we ever lost something so precious and so wanted back? Has our life ever totally disintegrated? For some of us, the answer is yes, it has. This is Bartimaeus' situation. Have mercy on me, Lord. Please let me see again. And Jesus' reaction, I love the first word. You ready? Go. Go. Not. Here you go. Get up. Get moving. Go. Your faith has made you well. And interesting, this time it's not the friend's faith. Right? We've had a lot of instances in the gospel of the friend's faith. It's not the friend's faith. They've probably given up on him and abandoned him. It's not the faith of a father or the faith of a centurion. No. This is Bartimaeus' own humble, obedient, yes, I'll do what you asked me to do. And then what does Bartimaeus do? I love it. He leaves it all behind. That was the title last week, Leave It All Behind. And he follows Jesus. Oh, yeah, I'm with that guy. So our learning from this story, be persistent in prayer. Don't give up. Never give up. Keep praying. Be willing to act. Whatever Jesus tells us to do as people and as a church, do it. Just do it. Willingness to be used by Jesus to help others heal. The crowd had a job to do in this. Willingness to receive what Jesus has decided to give. Willingness to throw off our cloaks. Such a shock to throw away money. Throw it off. Don't look back. Go forward as his followers. So I have a story that I want to bring us to a close with about this passage. There's a discipline in Christianity that's ancient. It's called spiritual direction. And I know that there have been people that have come through Mission Covenant Church that have used it at times. It's a way of spending time with someone who's a companion who helps you discern the work of the Spirit. And it has to be somebody very special and very right in their spirit. But there are people out there like that. And I had the privilege to have somebody take me through an exercise using this story. And this story will be forever a treasure for me because of what I experienced. And the way that this was done was I was to close my eyes and to hear the story. First time through. Just listen to it. The second time I read it, I'm going to ask you to put yourself in the place of Bartimaeus. It's you. And then I want to allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Are you willing? Are you willing? It's powerful. It's powerful. All right. So would you please close your eyes and just, this will simply be with God's word so we know it's right. And listen to this story. Close your eyes. Don't be distracted, please. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. They came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, you were sitting by the roadside. When you heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, you began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered you to be quiet, but you cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call my follower to me." And they called you, saying to you, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off your cloak, you sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to you, "What do you want me to do for you?" You told him what you wanted. Jesus said to you, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately, you were healed and you followed him on the way. Lord Jesus, let us come into your presence. Thank you that you stop and you see us and you love us and you ask, "What do you need from me?" And Lord, you hear us, each of us, the desire of our heart. Lord, thank you for your healing. Thank you for your spirit. In your name we pray. Amen.